Thank you. I waited up all night just to see you come home. You know the way you treat me isn't right, and any other man would just be gone. But I don't require that you be true to me just as long as you come home. Sometimes I cry in my sleep. It's such a burden on my chest. You really know how to get to me when I lay down to take my rest. But I don't require that you be true to me just as long as you come home. These indentions in your pillow, where you used to lay your head, now that's all I have to look at when I lay me down into bed. Cheat me isn't right, and any other man would just be gone. But I don't require that you be true to me just as long as you come home.
You are listening to WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave. We are here on a special Saturday for today's special is with Greg Cartwright and Miles from Hartle Road. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for inviting us, Natalie.
Yeah, happy to have you. Is your mic working, Miles?
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, so would y'all like to introduce yourselves and tell me about a quick bit about your music?
Absolutely. So I'm Greg Cartwright, and I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a singer-songwriter, played in a bunch of bands, Raining Sound, Oblivions, Compulsive Gamblers, Detroit Cobras, Deadly Snakes, etc. And I'm so thrilled to be playing at the Lamplighter tonight, one of my favorite clubs to play.
Oh, yeah, I should have mentioned that. So Greg Cartwright, Hartle Road, and Optic Sync are all playing tonight at the Lamplighter. The show starts at 9, doors are at 8. Super excited. See y'all play.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, Miles, what about you?
My name is Miles Jordan. I am the bassist and one of the vocalists in the band Hartle Road. We are based out of Columbus, Mississippi. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, so I kind of have a connection to this city, and I love it.
Yeah. That rules.
I'm happy to be here and excited to be playing at the Lamplighter later tonight.
Yeah, so happy to have you. Thank y'all both so much for joining me. Yeah, Miles, I was thinking about it, and I feel like I've been seeing Hartle Road for over a decade, right?
Yeah, we've been around for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've kept going somehow.
No, I mean, y'all are great. Hard Road is one of my favorite bands right now. Max 2 is their album that came out 2023?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Max 2 gets a lot of promotion on this show because I cover to cover love this record. On Wednesday, I played the song Rear Projection Part 2, or Thursday. My show's on Thursdays now. And that song rules. The whole record's really cool, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, we started the set off with a song off this record. We started the set off today with Groove Tonight. And then we heard As Long by Greg Cartwright right after that. So a little taste of what's to come tonight at the Lamplighter.
I'm curious, man. So Hartle Road, where did the name Hartle Road come from?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Hartle Road is the last name of my cousin Toby, who is our guitar player, mm-hmm. and our drummer Max.
That Hartle Road?
Hartle Road is their last name, and there's no space in their name, but for our band name, we put a space.
Interesting, I love it. Yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I never knew that either. Learning something new about my over a decade long love of this band.
Now, I'm familiar with the album Max. Where did the name Max 2 come from? Just kidding.
You're in the hot seat, Miles.
Yeah. I guess we intended it to be a sequel to the first album.
Yes. I thought that was really funny and cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's named after our drummer, Max.
Yeah, I love it. Keep it all in the family.
Literally. Some of your band members are your family members.
Yes. Toby and Max are brothers, and they are both my cousins. And then our other guitar player, Tyler Carter, is a friend who we met while playing shows while we were in high school. Wow. He played in another band called The Brooms, and we were in a band called The Motions.
And we were
booked at a show together, and we saw each other play, and we were wanting to add another guitar player to the group, and we were impressed by his skills and added him to our lineup, and he's been playing with us since about 2012, I believe.
That's amazing. I didn't know the Tyler Carter origin story. That's good. Yeah, he's an incredible guitar player. He's been playing keyboard a little bit too, which is really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome that he's able to do that. It definitely adds something to our live shows.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, cool. We'll come back on air and talk a little more about Hartle Road and Greg Cartwright and the show tonight. But let's hear a little music first. So I asked both Greg and Miles to bring some stuff, but I'm going to start the DJ set off with Television. And y'all used to do do you still do that Television cover, Miles?
We do occasionally.
Nice.
We do a couple of Television covers, but I'll let those be a surprise in case we play those tonight.
Oh yeah, totally. So
is this Foxhole? What are you playing?
Yeah, I got Foxhole.
Nice.
Yeah, totally. All right, well, stick around. WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM, Memphis.
We'll be right back. control yourself. Hey, baby, you better twist it.
Oh,
do you have to hurt me anymore? You found the one that you've been searching for, and if he's a better man than me, just go with him and let me be. Now it's him or me, and you're the one that has to choose. You can have him and have me too. I'll step aside and let you be. If he's a better man than me, but my tears won't show, no one will know how you hurt me. I'll be the only one to know. Now it's him or me, and you're the one that has to choose. You can't have him and have me too. If he's a better man than me, just go with him and let me be. If he's a better man than me.
WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave. This is a Saturday special. I'm joined today by Greg Cartwright and Miles.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here.
And what a crazy storm last night, right?
Oh, yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
Were you, Miles, you were here, right?
I was
here.
Yeah,
we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The power was out for a little bit.
Your power, you lost power for a little bit?
Whew, yeah, I got lucky. I didn't, so that was super lucky.
It was scary. I mean, when I was growing up here, I can't think of any time really, like maybe once when there was like a tornado sort of touchdown.
Yeah.
Even at that time, like they were kind of skirting around saying whether it was really a tornado or not.
Oh, weird.
But it's pretty rare, or it was a very rare thing to worry about tornadoes. But now, like last night, there was a tornado watch, and I was like, no, we might get a... Weather's changing so much, you know?
Yeah, got to keep an eye on that for sure.
You really do.
Yeah, I'm from tornado land. So when I
you come from tornado country.
Yeah, I do.
You so know what it's about.
Did you
ever see one when you were a kid?
I didn't see one, but I definitely experienced one. So
yeah.
I didn't visually see it. I saw a patio table take off into the sky and ran into a shelter. So
wow, that's pretty real.
Yeah, pretty wild. But so when I moved here, I took them like extra seriously. And when I moved here in 2007, people were like, oh, we don't think about a bluff. Yeah.
You don't have to worry. We have a bluff.
Yeah, they're like, we don't even think about the tornadoes. They don't come here. I was like, I don't know. I'm here now, so. But yeah, wild storm. I think the weather's going to be great tonight, though.
Good night to go step out, maybe go to the lamplighter. I will be there performing, and Hartle Road will be there performing. That's going to be really fun.
Yep, we'll be there too.
Yeah, so excited. Miles, y'all haven't been here. It's been a few months. We're like 8 months or something? I don't know.
It has.
It's been a minute.
I can't.
Y'all played a B-side with the Ibex Clone,
yeah.
I think.
That was that
really
the last
cool.
show we played?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a minute. So I'm glad y'all are back here in Memphis. And
yeah.
Greg, I haven't seen you play in a minute either.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
It's been a little while. Has Hartle Road been working on a new record at all?
We are actually currently recording our new album. We've gotten a few songs close to being done. And I think we have a couple more that we need to get tracked, but we've been working on vocals and overdubs and stuff.
Exciting.
So yeah. Exciting. Do y'all have a like loose plan of when it might come out?
We would like to have the album at least finished by the end of this year.
Nice.
So I'm thinking that we're going to try and have it released sometime next year if it's possible.
Yeah, that rules. And will y'all be playing any new songs tonight?
We will. I think most of what we're going to be playing tonight will be our new songs and stuff from this new album.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I love Max too, so I can't wait to hear more of the new stuff. That's awesome. And you said you recorded that at your place?
Yes, it's recorded at our home studio.
That's one of the nice things about having a home studio. You can do it at your own timetable. You don't have to be beholden to turning it in at some particular time. You can work on the songs to the degree that you think you need to get them worked up and be, you know, where you want them to be before you record them. But then if you cut it, you don't like it, you can keep, there's not that thing of like when you go in a studio, it's like, oh, I need to get all this done right now.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. That is a luxury in a way.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so like, have you all been working on it because you have that luxury? Does it make it take longer to write, do you think?
We can be kind of like indecisive about like when we think something's finished.
Right.
And that can be one of the drawbacks of recording yourself, like not knowing when to just say like, hey, this is done.
Yeah. So, 'cause you're always in it.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pull back and zoom out.
Yeah.
And have that be able to see everything.
Like, yeah. Well, you're so close to it too. Like having another perspective is always helpful in that. But also I think I remember I was told in art school that like knowing when something is done is like almost its own like art as much as like adding more to the painting is.
Yeah.
So I think about that sometimes. I'm like, is this just done and I'm continuing to throw paint on the painting? Or
yeah,
definitely that can happen in the world of overdubs.
Oh God.
I think that some of that is a fear, like is fear as well. Like vulnerability is so tied up in art, right? And like that thing of like, I'm kind of hiding behind a lot of overdubs sometimes, you know, like I need to put more on because I need to cover me up somehow. Like is kind of, you don't think that, but afterwards I always realize like, oh, I was trying to sweeten my voice with all these harmonies and I'm trying to put all this stuff on to cover up some other part of it that I'm insecure about or whatever. So yeah, and I think that can keep going if you don't have a deadline or something, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh,
it helps for us to bring in people, you know, not in our band who aren't as emotionally attached to the material to look at it
totally.
And kind of like give us some perspective on
100%.
It, or like tell us when we're going overboard so we need to like, you know, tone some stuff back.
Those people are so important. I feel like those people are like vital to the creation of a record, because it gets so funny. Like, I mean, even like when I think of being emotionally attached to something, like the first thing that might come to mind is like, oh, a style of singing or like something very like visceral. But like I'll get emotionally attached to like a chorus tone or something that's just like absurd. Like why am I attached to this? Like,
and then
effect?
It becomes, yeah. And then once it has become precious in your mind, letting go of it is super hard. You don't even know why it is you're so attached to it.
Exactly. I'm like, don't look at my chorus tone. And then someone's like, it might sound better. Like, have you thought of trying XYZ?
No, I like this.
This is who I am. This is chorus tone. That's it.
This is my whole identity. Stop trying to tear me apart.
Yeah, I'm wrapping too much up into this. So yeah, that's great that y'all have some people who can come kind of give you an outside perspective.
Yeah.
That's cool. How many songs did you say you're hoping for or working on for it?
The new one, I think we're hoping to have about 10.
Nice.
And
I think we might end up recording stuff that might not end up on the album.
That's
so we're kind of
great.
Trying to decide what's going to be
what stays
on the
and
album.
What goes.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're Optic is about to go record and I I simply am like begging to have eight songs with my, I'm like fighting myself to have eight songs.
That's
to bring
awesome.
There. It's cool for sure, but it's really cool that y'all will have some extras to like, you know, play with and see what fits best for the record. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. And y'all's album Glass Blocks is really cool.
Thank you.
I think that's a really
appreciate
cool album
it.
And sounds really good.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
Turned out so good.
Thank y'all.
Well, for both bands, like, there's also a tendency to have longer songs. So, you know, it's not like you're locked into trying to have 3-minute songs or something. You can have quite epic songs.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about putting an album together, do you think about how many songs I want to put on the record or the general length of the album? I tend to think about, like, I want something that's about 35 minutes long. So you're thinking about 8 songs, you're thinking about 10 songs. Is that just like a, because you're thinking about it like 8 songs feels good or 10 songs feels good? Or are you thinking about like a general, how long the album is to listen to?
I think we're definitely thinking about the length of the album, and we kind of, in our minds, just imagine a song being like 3 minutes,
right?
Typically.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case. We do have some that are longer than that, but generally, we try to have our albums run under the 40-minute mark.
Same here.
I think that's when an album, that's kind of like the longest I would want one of our albums to be.
Right? Because, you want to keep people's attention, and you don't want to get to any point where they're like, I don't want to hear any more of this.
Totally.
But it's still going.
Yeah. Wait. I don't want that in any capacity.
No, no. Like, But, I mean, I think the dream is like you make something that hits a sweet spot where they play it again.
Yeah,
you know, like at the, you something that's like not too long, but like after it finishes, when the last song plays, they're like, oh, I might want to listen. Maybe I'll listen to this one more time, or I'll listen to the first couple tracks again or something.
Totally. That's the best feeling when a record ends and you just start it over again because you're so stoked about it.
Yeah.
I do that with a lot. Yeah. I think that way about like live shows. Like I've always really enjoyed like a punk set, like a band that can play like an amazing 35-minute set or something, or even shorter sometimes, and I'm just like really want more. That's such a cool feeling.
Perfect.
I don't mind a long set either, but you know, it's fun. It's fun when you get that like feeling of just really wanting more.
Totally.
Well, speaking of wanting more, let's play some more music.
I'm into it.
I've got Ecstasy queued up. I was telling Miles before I put this record on, it kind of sits in the Hartle Road universe for me, so I'm excited to play it for y'all.
Sweet.
All right, stay tuned.
Oh,
thanks. Yeah, stay tuned right here on WIXR.
I'm
WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. This is Strange Wave. We are closing out our Saturday special with Greg Cartwright and Miles Jordan. Thank y'all so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is really cool. So Greg Cartwright, Hartle Road, which is the band Miles plays in, and Optic Sync are all playing tonight at the Lamplighter. And
it's going to be fun.
Yep, doors are at 8, show is at 9. It'll be super fun. What did we just hear? Miles, what did you just play?
That was Seven Steps to Heaven by Miles Davis.
Cool. What was before that, Greg? That was really cool.
Before that, we heard White Castles by DA from Chicago.
Yeah, cool album art, too. That band was great. I've never heard that before.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, and I started the set off with is that the Ecstasy song I started?
Yep.
All right, I can't remember. It's been such a varied and wonderful hour. It was Ecstasy, Day In, Day Out. That's a new-to-me song that I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that was a cool track.
Yeah, yeah. Well, any last remarks? Is the rest of Hartle Road on the road listening right now?
They are on their way, and I'm not sure if they were listening.
They better be.
I bet they probably did find a way to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be getting here any minute now.
Well, cool, yeah. Shout out to the rest of the band. Cannot wait to see y'all play tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing Optic Sync
and
Greg Cartwright
it's gonna
tonight at the Lamplighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun. Well, any closing remarks?
Keep on keeping on.
Yep.
Keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That is a perfect closing remark. Absolutely. All right. Well, Greg, you have something queued up.
Yeah, we got one last track here. This is Echo and the Bunnymen with the B-side of Silver, and it's called Angels and Devils. I really love this song.
All right, cool. Well, let's check it out. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the Saturday special with Hartle Road and Greg Cartwright, and I will see y'all next time.
Jesus in you, the devil in you.